Top Arab leaders are boycotting an Arab summit in Damascus, which begins today, to protest at Syria's hardline stances in some of the Middle East's toughest crises. Will Taylor reports.
The no-shows by Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Jordan and Lebanon are an embarrassment to Syrian President Bashar Assad, whose government had hoped the two-day weekend summit, billed as the summit of joint Arab action, would boost its prestige. By staying away, the countries are aiming to show Damascus the diplomatic cost of its hard line on Lebanon and the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. In an unprecedented move, they are sending minor officials rather than their heads of state, or even their prime ministers or foreign ministers. Egypt's delegation will be headed by its parliamentary affairs minister. Saudi Arabia and Jordan are sending their Arab League ambassadors. Lebanon is boycotting the summit completely, the first time an Arab country has refused to send a delegation since Arab leaders began holding annual summits in 2000. Lebanon's government, Saudi Arabia, and the United States accuse Syria of prolonging the crisis between the Beirut government and pro-Syrian opposition that has kept Lebanon without a president since November. Arab countries, which are mostly Sunni-led, are also nervous about Syria's controversial alliance with Shiite Iran. In all, 9 heads of state from the Arab League's 22 members are not attending the Damascus gathering. The annual summit is frequently plagued by no-shows, often because of personal disputes among leaders. But this year, the differences are sharper and the snubs even more pointed. I'm Will Taylor.